Welcome to the Health Coach Nation podcast. My name is Haley Rowe, and I'm a sales and marketing coach and LinkedIn lead generation service provider. I work with health, life, and mindset coaches and online service-based business owners to help them get more sales, shift their time to the client-generating activities instead of just the busy work, and overcome that social media overwhelm. Let's get into the show. If you're ready to take on your next paying clients, I have good news. My free 4 Basics of Client Attraction and How to Stand Out class is live at haleyrowe.com/client-attraction. In the class, you're going to learn the top 2 traits I recommend for most coaches and entrepreneurs if they really want to turn this into a career. You're going to learn how you can build demand for your services and stop getting crickets on your posts. You're going to learn the sales roadmap I used to improve my sales conversion rate and help my clients do the same. And you're going to learn so much more. So go to haleyrowe.com/client-attraction and get your copy of the class today.
Hey, I am live today with a very special Kevin Kwan. And Kevin, good news for you. You are the very first live guest I'm having on my brand new business page, which is Haley Rowe-Coach for anybody listening to the replay. Go follow me over there because that is the brand new and improved business page. And Kevin, you are an amazing coach and helping so many people with their sales and with their marketing. And so what we're going to talk about today is how coaches can use their sixth sense to sell more aligned. I'm very excited to know what that sixth sense is. But before we get into that, why don't you introduce yourself and what you do, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, thanks. And so honored to be the first. Wow, like that's definitely an honor there. So what I do is I help health coaches, health professionals, basically anybody who serves the general population market in some type of transformation. And I help empower them in installing a marketing sales system that uses more belief shifts rather than, you know, the regular marketing stuff where it's like pain driven, and implement that into their marketing so that they can sell more aligned, get more clients, and also save time because the system allows you to troubleshoot things and be more focused on what you're doing so you can be intentional.
Amazing. I'm going to be taking some notes today. So let's talk about what is kind of helping someone through a belief when it comes to sales. So maybe talk about traditionally what you see and versus how you would approach it with what you're talking about here.
Yeah, great question. So I came from a background, actually way back when I used to actually have I started a gym, grew that gym from one gym to 2 gyms, and then I left all that so I can be at home more with my daughter. And then I started out copywriting, and actually I was in the high ticket space and working in like a couple of very big multi-million dollar high ticket companies. And a lot of that stuff was a lot of pain-driven marketing. Start with their pain, talk about their pain, talk about desire. So you'd be kind of flip-flopping on that. And I noticed when, like after coaching hundreds and hundreds of people that came through this program, that a lot of the people who were kind of getting results were from the people that kind of sold more B2C that I saw. And people that are selling more B2C, business to customer, the general population, they weren't getting as much results. And kind of how I saw it is like usually there's a certain level when you're selling business, it's slightly different where they're kind of at a different mindset compared to the general consumer where they're at a different mindset and different journey. So now this is kind of where the beliefs kind of come in. So that's where I'm like, okay, if business people are up here and the regular general population is kind of like over here in their mindset, what we need to do is actually work on how do we change how they think so that they can make different decisions and start focusing more on the coach stuff as a solution. So that's kind of where the birth kind of came of this like whole system here. Nice. Because at the same time, just I'm sure a lot of your coaches know, just to be complete, We can't make a decision to take a different action until we change our belief about something. So if somebody thinks that calories is the only way or positive affirmations is the only way to get XYZ, we're always going to snap back to that. And even if we do the how-to thing and it doesn't work, then that person's like, oh, that didn't work. So they're just going to go back to whatever they believed before.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you bring up a really good point in that if somebody doesn't believe that your offer, like that the outcome is possible for them, or they don't believe that your mechanism or way of teaching them how to reach that outcome is doable for them, or something that they've tried in the past that hasn't worked, or they have a different method in mind, like they just want to do fad diets because they think, oh, well, that's what I have to do to be able to lose weight. And you're like, no. Anti that, let's do a holistic thing. It's going to be hard to convince them. So, and you don't, I hate that word convince. I want to pause there for a second and hear your thoughts on this. I do not see sales as convincing. And I actually used to take high ticket sales calls for a coach before I was doing so many of my own, but I learned a lot from that experience. And what I realized is coaching is selling. Like coaching is really sales. And when you come at it from that angle, you're a way better listener and you're way more comfortable compared to when people come to me and they say, I have to convince people to buy my program. It's like this icky energy, and you're trying to tell them why your method's the best, and you're trying to prove yourself, and you're trying to like kind of do what you were saying before, like pain-driven marketing all the time. And so, how do we find that balance of we do want to expose them to new possible beliefs, and we want them to shift to a place where they see things are possible for them, but we also don't want to be pushy, or we don't want to be quote unquote convincing. What are some tips you have there to open up somebody's mindset about the possibilities?
Yeah, I love how you also mentioned like that convincing and energy. That is so important. I think that's actually the first thing. And then, if I actually didn't know you took sales for another coach before, wow, you're really well versed. You used to manage startups and manage people, and now you get your business. So yeah, like you understand that. So the convincing energy is so icky because it's like we're trying to talk somebody into something. And that's not an energy you want to bring on into not just even your sales calls, but even into your content. Because you're convincing somebody, it almost kind of brings back like of that con man kind of thing. I'm trying to convince you to do something. Why I'm right and you're wrong. That's the kind of energy we're dumping in. And that's what we bring in. That's going to just ruin or create a different feel of that sale. So now, instead of coming in from that point, we want to come in from a point where we're actually coaching somebody to make a better decision. That's it. That is our job as coaches because, even when you're a manager at those startups and you're managing all these people, you had to coach them to into the vision, into the deadline, into why this thing is important, and why you got to be committed to it, because they have to make the decision to do that so that they're not resentful and grumpy and all that. And that's really coming from them. Well, it's the same thing with this marketing sales stuff, whether it be on sales calls, whether it be in your content, you're coaching them to have a different belief so that they can make a different decision. Now, when we hit it at that level, and we can see it from that frame or coaching and leading to make a different decision from their higher self, because the person right now of who they are and how they make decisions is keeping them stuck. So your job as the leader, especially if you're an entrepreneur, leader, coach, you have to shift that belief so they make that decision from their higher self. And now they come into your program with less doubt, less resistance, less buyer's remorse. You'll have less refunds and a more committed client.
Amazing. Yes. I love the way you put that. And what it sounds like to me is, and I think what everybody can take away here is, it's not just about closing the sale. And in fact, it's not even about that period. What it is about is your duty as a coach is to help someone come to a decision to that ideally helps them solve the problem they're looking to solve. So when you leave someone in indecision because you're wishy-washy on your sales, or you're like, I'm afraid, or I don't want to dive into some questions with them, that's not serving them. When you're pushy and you force them into something, that's not helping them. But when you're like, hey, what is the decision, you know, like what is the solution you're looking for? What have you tried? What are the problems involved? Is this something you're looking to solve? Why? How do you want to solve it? Does this sound like the right solution for you, aka my program? And you guys are a team and you're coaching on it and you're trying to help them solve the problem, which is your duty as a coach to help them make better decisions in their life, help them do what they want to ultimately do in their life. That's where we have to come from with our sales energy. And I think that's when you say sell more aligned, Kevin, what does that mean to you? What, tell me more about that.
Yeah, selling more aligned is actually coming from your higher self, your higher leadership, and the way that, well, first off, and then your mission. So our mission, especially as coaches, whether you're a health coach, life coach, we came in here to help. So this is kind of why when we say sales to coaches, like, ugh, so icky, because it's got a bad rap, okay? Whether it be from that used car salesman or that hearing stories from timeshare salesmen, that's where it got that bad rap. So now coming from an angle of, hey, you're not actually selling people. Throughout, when some you get a lead and they come into your universe, whether it be on Instagram, Facebook, your email list, you're just shifting their beliefs. So which means you're coaching them to make a decision and leading them to make a decision. And that's where the alignment that comes in, because as coaches, we're actually leaders because we're influencing people to do things that are the best for them. That's where the alignment comes in.
And they have to be the one to decide it's best for them and what's best for them and what they want, because it was kind of like what you were saying before. It's really hard to convince someone they need to exercise if they want to sit on their butt all the time. You're not going to win that one, right?
Yeah.
They have to be ready and want to change. So how do we attract more people in our messaging that want a change?
Yeah. So I like to use a system, and it's actually part of my five-step framework called coaching the enrollment. So messaging is the second step after you start attracting people to your ecosystem. And the messaging part, actually, instead of like following a pain-driven model or a pain-driven formula, I use what we call meeting them at their beliefs. And there's actually five levels on this one, five stages. Do you mind if I go through it real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm ready.
Okay, so there's five stages, and then if everybody can just picture like a triangle, okay, so think triangle here, and at the bottom of the triangle, that represents where some people can start at. And then we go all the way to the top of the triangle, so bottom of the triangle, that's where some people start at, and they don't know you, and they're not going to buy from you right away. Top of the triangle, they know you, they're probably going to buy from you within like 30 days or less. So the width of the triangle represents how many people are in there. So at the bottom, the base usually has the most, top the least. And think about the height of the triangle is how long it takes to nurture these people. So back to your question, how do we attract people to make the decision? Well, we work this triangle, and there's about five stages. So one of them at the bottom is what we call a wants aware. Wants aware people, this is a group of people. And again, there's people all over this triangle. This is the most people. This is like a desire-based, they want something. They want to feel better. They want to lose that weight. They want to, you know, get pregnant, like whatever that thing is that you help, they want that, or they don't want something to happen. So how we meet these people with our content to attract them is based off your first four lines. So you don't actually need to be novel. You don't need to be crazy with your language, because, you know, for the past many, many, many years of internet marketing, people are starting to get burnt out on that. So we want to meet them at their beliefs. So a wants aware could be, let's say, let's just use weight loss because it's just easy to use. So let's just say somebody wants to lose weight. Okay, I have 30 pounds and I want to lose weight. But these people don't know the problem holding them back. So I would start off my post saying, do you have 30 pounds of stubborn weight to lose, but you just don't know how, or you keep getting stuck? Every plan you try, you keep getting stuck. That's going to meet people that want that. And those people are going to read that. And then what we want to end it with is tell them what the problem is. Oh, the problem is your metabolism is dysregulated. Okay, cool. Now I'm aware. Now I'm on to the next stage. So now this is the second level when what we call problem, or sorry, symptom aware. Symptom aware. So these people only know now their symptoms and the problems holding them back. They don't know a solution yet. It's like, oh, I feel all this and I feel that. I tried this and then this doesn't work. So we want to meet these people at the symptom level. Whatever they're feeling, write that in your first four lines. And I say the first four lines because on most posts, Facebook and Instagram, it starts to cut off on the third or fourth line. So that's important. That's why this is so important. So people who are on that level will click to read that. And then we end the symptom aware level with your solution or a piece of your solution. Try to just do one piece of your solution. Too much people just don't, they can't remember it. So just pick one part of your process that fixes, let's say, the symptoms of metabolism dysregulation. And let's say you have this thing called metabolic repair. Okay. And that's what I'm going to present in my solution. Now it's going to raise them to another level. And these levels, these people in this group now are aware of promises. Okay, so you are moving people up, and these people are searching everywhere on the internet. And they're trying even fringe stuff. It could be acupuncture, it could be freeze your fat off, it could be other nutrition coaches. And at this level, you got to meet them at what they've tried before, what they're looking at, how they're thinking about the solution. The first four lines starts with that, and we end off with, again, a piece of your process of how you do it instead. And I like to use a formula at this level called it's not X, it's Y. You want to tell them it's not this that works because that this is why it doesn't work. It's this because, and this is why it works. So we're trying to meet them at the belief of where they're at and what they're trying, and then destroy that belief and invalidate the solutions and why your stuff works. So now I'm under the belief, okay, this metabolism repair system really works. It sounds like what I'm missing. Oh, that's why those things didn't work. Now I move up to another level. Okay, the another level is what we call process aware. Process aware is more like the coaching process. So whether it be your five step whatever pillars, three step pillars, this person now is like, okay, now I need somebody to that understands metabolism repair and does this metabolic repair thing. So they're probably looking at different coaches, different programs specifically to that process. So in this level, your first four lines needs to meet them at how you're different. So I do this this metabolism repair is different from others because, okay, or metabolism repair is so easy to do because you can even do it when you have back-to-back meetings. So you're meeting them there and then talk about how it works. Now explain it more detail. So then this raises them to the next level is what I call identity aware. So because there are more coaches online, and Haley, you could probably comment on this too. There's just more coaches online, especially in COVID, which is a good and bad thing. Good means great. There's more people who are dedicated to help others transform their lives. The other thing is that there are also a lot of bad coaches. And I think in one of your podcast episodes, Haley, you're talking about, getting that experience, even do it for free. Some people just want to, there's people out there just want to skip the line and do half-ass work and just keep churning and burning. So there are still people out there that even you've differentiated yourself of how it works, they're just still on the fence. And this is where I call identity aware. And this is where the bond is created to like, hey, that person is like me. Hey, that person seems like they get me. So how you start identity aware is you really have to know your avatar. Pretty much what you teach in your inner circle is really understanding that person that you're after. And in the first four lines here, now you're saying how your solution fits into their lifestyle. Okay. So if let's say, hey, if you're type A and you love to enjoy food, you don't have to eliminate everything. Or if you're busy, you can never be consistent. You need to do this. Okay. This in my process. So I'm meeting them like at their circumstances or their traits in the first four lines. And then again, I'm talking about my process here. So you can see the biggest driver of capturing attention is your first four lines. And then bonus sixth level, just because of my marketing background, everybody loves bonuses. There's coach aware. Coach aware is the easiest to sell to because now these people are like, okay, hey, Haley, I really resonate with her and her background. She like feels like she gets this time thing and busyness. These people just want to know like how much. What do you, how much, when? These are the easiest people to sell. So those are the levels you want to move people through with your content, and how you attract them is your first four lines. Then you pick, who do I want to talk to this week to bump those people up?
Amazing. Yes, I love all those points that you hit as far as what we need to share in order for people to really understand our offer and how we can help them and what their problem really is. And so what I like about that too is you're giving value, but at the same time you're also connecting it to how you can help them, which I think a lot of people just share tips or here's something you can do today, and then they never connect the dots to if you're looking for the real whole solution to this, here's how my program can help you or whatever, right? And the other part I really liked about that is you mentioned this is where my method is different. And I think a lot of people just say, oh, well, I'm just a very compassionate coach and I listen. Well, everybody listens. Everybody's a compassionate coach, I would hope, right? But what makes you different is your framework, your approach. Some of the things that you were saying, like you can do this even if you have to go to all these meetings throughout the day or whatever. So I think that, you brought up some really good things to spruce up people's content. And just really quick, what is this? What did we talk about? What exactly is the sixth sense? Because you said use your sixth sense
Oh
to.
yes. Yeah, we briefly brushed up on that. What the sixth sense is, if you're a coach and you've been coaching for a while and you produce results, that sixth sense is you have the ability to coach and lead beliefs so that people can make a change. So in this case, when they're not, so in your program, you get them to execute and it's the implementation of the thing, right? Based on whatever their circumstances, their life, their traits, their personality, it's implementation in your program. And I think the biggest mistake that coaches believe, because sure, this used to work when information was scarce and like we were Googling information back in those days, but now information is put in front of us, so information is almost kind of like useless. So that's why we go beliefs. So people can have a lot of information, but they just don't have clarity. So we think giving them more information is going to work, but how is somebody supposed to sort all that information out if they're always exposed to it? And now people are just mindlessly checking out TikTok and flip while they're watching TV. Why are they going to read your posts? Why are they going to watch your video? So the sixth sense is coaching their beliefs along a certain path, and then that is your gift. But we see it differently. It's not coaching them on the implementation. You're coaching somebody's beliefs so that they can have different thoughts and feelings towards something, they can think differently, make different decisions, and then take different action to do something different, stay the same, or do the same thing.
Amazing. Yes. Awesome. All right. So, one little quick thing I'll share with the audience too that they can take an action on is not only use Kevin's framework he just shared with you for your next post, but also there's one that I share in my Book Clients with Instagram course that says, share a belief that your ideal clients have that's holding them back, perhaps, from a solution. Discredit the belief. So, explain why that might be faulty thinking or how they might have gotten that belief in the first place that now they've just held on to that. Then you maybe want to open up new possibilities. So go into opening up what else could be true and then re-anchor a new thought or belief they could adopt and then share how they can keep doing that with either your program or reaching out or next step, a call to action. So your homework, everybody, is to post using these new tips. And I also want to thank Kevin for being here. Kevin, how can everybody connect with you?
You can connect with me on Instagram at the Kevin Kwan underscore. I also run a Facebook group where I elaborate on a bunch of trainings on the whole process of belief shifts at clients through connection.
Amazing. And everybody here, if you're listening, join my new Facebook group. Facebook.com/groups/themarketinghub. That is where it's all going to go down from now on, now that my old Facebook group is a goner, sadly. So thank you again, Kevin, and I will talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. And if it's really helpful for you, I'd really appreciate if you share it and or leave a written podcast review. This tells the podcast sites that our show is useful and it will be promoted to more people that way. Thanks again.